Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has repeated his recent attacks on the news media, happened during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, where he said the news media never tried to understand his presidential campaign.
But they all underestimated the power of the people, you. And the people proved them totally wrong. And this is so true. And this is what's been happening. Never underestimate the people.
Mr. Trump said nobody knows the First Amendment better than he does, but he said reporters hide behind his protections to publish lies about him. A second suicide car bomber has targeted a location where an earlier explosion happened in the Syrian town of Al-Bab. This follows Turkish forces and their rebel allies taking much of the strategic town from the Islamic State fighters. The death toll has now reached 65, including many civilians, rebel fighters, and at least two Turkish soldiers. IS fighters were reportedly heading south to other Islamic State-held Syrian territories. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces pushed deeper into the western half of Mosul after launching several attacks to recapture Islamic State's last main stronghold in the city. Advances come one day after the counterterrorism troops regained control of the airport in Mosul that had been controlled by the Islamic State since 2014. Iraqi forces launched a new bid to retake the western areas of Iraq's second-largest city on Sunday. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office is saying it was deeply disturbed by what it called the lenient 18-month prison term handed down by a Tel Aviv military court against an Israeli soldier who killed a badly wounded Palestinian assailant as he lay on the ground after he had stabbed another soldier. Ravina Shamdasani is the spokesperson for the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
It also stands in contrast to the sentences handed down by other Israeli courts for other less serious offenses, notably the sentencing of Palestinian children to more than 3 years imprisonment for throwing stones at cars. This case risks undermining confidence in the justice system and reinforcing the culture of impunity.
Sergeant Elior Azaria was sentenced for manslaughter in the March shooting of Abdel Fattah al-Sharif, who was wounded after he stabbed a soldier in the volatile West Bank city of Hebron. Sentencing culminated a year-long saga, which had bitterly divided Israel, where military service is compulsory and support for young soldiers is widespread. In Pretoria, South Africa, police fired stun guns, rubber bullets, and water cannons at protesters. It was the latest wave of anti-immigrant protest, and President Jacob Zuma condemned the anti-foreign violence as he appealed for calm. VOA's Anita Powell covering the developments.
Residents of a Pretoria area called Mamelodi said that they were going to march against foreigners. They didn't initially get permission from the police to do so, but then it appears at the last minute they did. Now, the estimates for how many people showed up, it varies. Authorities initially said in the dozens. Then police said later that they arrested about 150 people. So it appears that a few hundred people showed up on this short march through the center of Pretoria, the capital.
Amnesty International released a statement in which they said South African authorities have largely failed to address the outbreak of xenophobic crimes that have been seen in the country since at least 2008 and bring those people responsible to justice. Poland facing the possibility of losing its voting rights in the European Union over issues related to democracy and the rule of law. The country has until the end of February to implement several reforms to its judicial independence and democratic institutions. Former President of the United States Barack Obama cannot run again for president in the U.S., but that isn't stopping a group of fans in France who are trying to get him to run in their upcoming election. Paris has been canvassed with Obama 17 signs, which urge people to visit a website to sign a petition for the former U.S. president to run.
That's the latest world news from VOA.